McNally's Pub has four locations across Oklahoma, one in Norman, one in Oklahoma City, and two in Tulsa. On an average weeknight, they're all packed with people meeting up with friends and unwinding from the day. After the May tornadoes, owner Elliot Nelson says many of his customers were looking for a way to give back, so he came up with a plan.
For us, it was a way to get people engaged so they could come, enjoy a beer, but also know that all the money was going to go down to help people.
Nelson and his team chose to donate all proceeds from Oklahoma beer sales to the American Red Cross of Central and Western Oklahoma. The relief drive spanned 9 days, from May 22nd to the 31st. In the end, they raised over $28,000.
A few days in, we realized, oh, this is going to be a bigger number than we thought, but you know, we just kind of rolled with it.
That's a substantial amount for any local business, especially when breweries didn't donate the beer for the pub's relief drive. But University of Central Oklahoma marketing professor Stacia Wertgray says it probably didn't make a huge dent in McNally's bottom line.
Beer is a huge markup in restaurants. The cost of the beer that they poured was not that high. What they did lose was the opportunity cost of the revenue that they would have generated by selling the beer. So if you sell a beer for $4, you may have paid a dollar for that, but you lose out on the $3 revenue stream that would have covered that.
Nelson says McNally's had to order more Oklahoma beer than it had planned because of the success of the drive. This could be, in part, due to a concept called moral credentialing.
You might feel like you shouldn't drink at all, or you should drink only a little bit.
That's University of Oklahoma psychology professor Ryan Brown.
And so am I going to get that third or fourth beer? I can hear my mother saying, no, don't do it, don't do it. But I want that beer. So if I feel like, oh, but I'm giving to charity because they're going to give some of the proceeds to help tornado victims, well, I'm actually doing a social good, and that gets me over the hump.
The idea of doing social good clearly resonated with McNally's customers. And while some people questioned the motives of businesses donating their proceeds to the tornado relief, UCO Professor Wertgray says local businesses tend to be genuinely altruistic when it comes to helping out in their communities.
They really want to be part of the community because if the community is struggling, then nobody's going to go patronize their store. So they really do want to help.
In the overall scheme of things, the $28,000 McNally's raised may sound like a drop in the bucket. But unlike the $6 million from a series of relief concerts held shortly after the tornadoes, it was available almost immediately to survivors. For the Oklahoma Tornado Project, I'm Kate Carlton.